supply.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Yes, we're going to talk to Bud, or nip it in the bud. We got to stop this craziness where wackier and wackier claims are being presented strictly for entertainment, like the twins who shall not be named. Those guys online where they kind of convince some regular people, smart people, hoodwink them into going on the show, like Richard Dolan went on the show with these guys. You know, he's busy. He does a lot of things. He was trying to be nice and everything. Didn't realize what he was getting into.
Now you guys know why I call myself on the Paracast the paranormal curmudgeon.
Well, we knew that about you before, Don. It just comes out a little bit more matter-of-factly. I think on your show it comes out a little stridently, but on our show it's like, you know, everybody already knows that that's how you feel. They know that's how we feel. And when you get all three of us together in the same stew, it becomes it starts to get a little heated.
Yeah, well, you know, I find that as I increasingly age each year, my BS factor becomes increasingly shorter as time goes along. I have much less tolerance for the BS factor today than I did even, let's say, 5 years ago. So.
Well, the BS starts smelling a lot more ripe.
Yeah.
Let's not get too graphic, folks. This is a family radio show, but sometimes what can you do? I'll tell you, though, it is so strange, so crazy, how people in this field thus exposed have their second life and their third life, and they go on. I don't know. But we're still going to persevere. Still thinking about what to do in 2014 with the Paracast, how to take things to another level. And we're considering different options. So let's see what happens. By the way, one thing we are considering, let me mention this before we get back with Don. As you might know, if you listen carefully, the quality of our podcast version of this show increased in October. The reason being that the folks at GCN gave us files with twice the bit rate. So instead of 64K, kind of like satellite radio, is 128K, which is, you know, it was good for music and everything, but for voice, I don't know that it made much of a difference. It meant the file size was twice as large. And some listeners say, you know what? That's too large. Why don't you go back? We have a poll at forum.paracast.com, and the title of the segment in which we have that poll is called the Paracast Audio Quality Poll. And if you're interested in voting, go ahead. Tell us whether you want to have the higher quality audio or the regular audio we used to have. Just bear in mind, we might find a way to do it so that we have both versions. But right now, there you go. Don Ecker, Gene, and Chris were all catching up on the year, trying to figure out what's happening in this crazy field and where we can go. Now, interesting, I want to get your reaction about this. Interesting, Don, is that one of the shows that got the most reaction ever, couple of shows, as a matter of fact, were those that concerned crop circles. Like the biggest thing, some of the most popular shows of 2013. What's your take on it?
Crop circles, I've been following off and on, going back to when they really made their first appearance in American media here in the States back in the very early 90s. I can recall vividly that we were covering that in UFO magazine. And I sat down, and I have some friends that live in the UK. One of them is a world-renowned paranormal researcher by the name of John Spencer. Now, John and I have been, like I said, friends for a very long time. So whenever something like that pops up, especially in Europe, I'll get in touch with John to get his take on it, because invariably, even though he's not as active now as he once was, he still keeps his finger on the pulse of a lot of that stuff. And I sat down. This was about the time that it was announced that the Crop Circle mystery had been solved. That it was actually a couple of guys who would go to their local pub, get liquored up, and then go out. This was their story. And they would clomp around in some farmer's field making these intricate geometric forms in the field. Now, just on the surface, I didn't buy that. It sounded too improbable to me. So I sat down one day with a pencil and a pad and a calculator, and I did a few calculations. Number one, the primary growing season in England, how long is their growing season? And it was something like 90, 91, 92 days. And the number at that time of all the crop circles that had popped up, and I figured that in. Well, to make a long story short, what I ended up discovering was that Doug and Dave, these two rum-dums that were claiming credit for creating all these crop circles, would have had to do something like 11 visits per night for the growing season. In other words, all the crop circles, if they were responsible, they would, and that just didn't calculate. So I called and faxed every news organization. We had a logbook of everybody from AP and all the, even these small, obscure news services. And I faxed all of them or called them. And surprisingly, we never even got one return call about that that disproved this story. Now, that told me a lot about the media, as if I needed a further lesson. These guys, you know, if it bleeds, it leads. If it's sensational, they'll go with it and then drop it like a hot potato. They want nothing further to do with it because it just doesn't pay for whatever reason to report on these things. So I never really bought into that. Then one other thing about crop circles. In 90, we went down to Pensacola for the MUFON symposium down there. And down there, I met and became very good friends with Dr. John Brandenburg. Now, Brandenburg, as you, I'm sure you know, is a Mars expert for years. He's been very involved in UFO research, and the man is actually a real, honest-to-God rocket scientist. He's been working on advanced propulsion systems, not only for NASA, but for private aerospace concerns for years. And John was out here in California at a scientific conference a year or two later. So we were talking one day. He had come out to visit me at our house. We were talking one day about the crop circles. And he said, Don, he said, let me show you something. So we went out in my front yard, cut a square of sod with grass growing on it out of my yard, put it on a paper plate, took it in the house, put it in the microwave for 15 seconds. Well, when I pulled it out, all that grass on that chunk of sod had laid down and intertwined itself, just like the reports that were coming out of the crop circles. And I said to John, I said, well, microwaves did that. He said, yeah. I said, well, what is it that you're telling me? He said, what I think is that these crop circles, or many of them, are actually the product of military microwave testing.
Okay, we're going to find out more about that interesting slant on crop circles. Don Ecker of the Dark Matters Radio Show with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It just stopped responding. It took hours before it returned, but I'd already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Check it out. iWeb.com. That's iWeb.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Skirt 70, author of UFO Mysteries, and you're listening to the Paracast.
The Year Ender with Don Ecker of the Dark Matters radio show. So, with crop circles, we've learned about artists do it. Maybe some of them claim to have paranormal influences, although some people still think ET's involved. Now you're talking about the Army, Don Ecker?
The military, yes.
The military.
Yes, and I was quite impressed with that. Now, if you look at some of these intricate designs, I mean, they are astounding, and in many ways, they remind me of the intricacies that are involved in weaving rugs. weaving designs into rugs.
So basically the military has some artists on the payroll.
Well, I think what they were, if in fact it is the military that's involved with a number of these, I think basically what they're using is some type of computerized control testing these microwaves. And I was never, ever, even did I consider the possibility that it was E.T. Now, I'm certainly am not saying that I know how E.T. thinks. How could I? How could anyone? But it just never made sense. And I mean, why would somebody come here from 20, 30 or 50 or 100 light years away and then sit around, you know, in their flying saucer making weird designs in some farmer's field? That never made sense. And it never made sense to me that strictly hoaxers were responsible for all of these. I can remember reports coming in once again back in the 90s when we were still publishing UFO magazine, where people were actually in fields when this phenomenon happened. And the reports that were coming back that these people suffered sunburn type effects, they were weakened, they were affected adversely because they were in the field when this thing happened. So I've always suspected that it was microwaves.
Speaking of microwaves, we had David Roundtree on the show a couple of weeks back. Now, just to go back to the issue of credentials, he's someone who does not even want to mention where he went to school, although when he said go Gators, we had an indication of where he might have gone, and it looks like some of the things I see on Facebook, he probably did go there. Regardless, he was saying that this microwave background radiation may be causing some of the illnesses people experience in connection with paranormal events. And he was claiming more than the usual number of people in the UFO field have suffered early deaths as a result. Don?
Yeah, well, you know, that once again, that takes me back to when John Keel was alive. And I had met John Keel and got to know him fairly well. I mean, well enough that I could call him at home and talk to him about certain things. And that was one of the questions, because having read his book, The Mothman Prophecies, when it first was published, I was literally set back on my heels by some of the allegations and assertions that Keel had made in that book. And one of the things that he talked about in there were physical effects on people that were around these so-called paranormal happenings. Keel was, you know, a lot of people denigrated John Keel. They didn't think he was serious enough about it, that he might have padded some of his accounts and what have you. I don't know. I wasn't there. But I'll tell you this much. Keel got out into the field. He put the miles on investigating these things. He traveled to God knows how many places. He did quite a few books on not only UFOs, but other paranormal happenings. I respected the man's viewpoints and his investigative expertise. And I'll never forget him telling me a couple of things about early deaths concerned with researchers. He asked me one time, he said, "Do you know, out of all the people that research all of this business, who have the highest death rate?" And this was, well, this would have been back and once again in the early 90s. And I said, "Well, no, John, what?" He said, "JFK researchers and Bigfoot researchers." And, you know, Bigfoot is another one of those odd circumstances. People get involved in that. And I've known in my time a number of Bigfoot researchers, and good God, they squabble with each other more than people in the UFO field do. So the fact that they According to Keel, they and the JFK researchers have suffered a higher death rate per percentage than just about anybody else. Has got to tell you something. So I don't know.
So those who get involved in JFK research, maybe the government is going after them?
Oh, you know, I would not
go. Not serious, of course.
No, but JFK researchers, and I can recall that assassination vividly and over the years, although I was never a big, big JFK researcher, over the years I followed a number of people that were in depth involved in that research. And they have, in fact, had a lot of people that have dropped by the wayside. But, you know, hey, guys, look, we're all at some point going to drop by the wayside. That's in the cards.
It's the just, question would be, Don, whether some people are dying by the wayside prematurely. Okay, but let's talk about JFK, because it's still like the number one conspiracy on the planet. Do you take the original Warren Commission report as accurate, that it was just Lee Harvey Oswald, the crazed former turncoat, or something more involved?
No, I think it was definitely something more involved. I'm convinced that there were at least two shooters. The reason I am convinced about that is having seen the Zapruder film many times.
Sure.
JFK was, now I don't know about the shots from the rear. He was definitely hit from the rear, but something hit him from the front. I saw the impact of the bullet hitting his forehead. I saw his head explode. I saw him violently knocked to the rear and then to the side after the bullet impact. I have personally, in Vietnam, I have seen people shot. And let me tell you what, I have yet to see anybody fall into a bullet. So if it would have only been from the rear that he was shot, that just does not make sense to me, the way his body reacted from that fatal head wound, from that headshot.
We'll have more to say about JFK conspiracy. We'll also have Don's answer to your questions, listeners. More coming with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
GCN thanks our listeners for all your support this year. We wish you all the best in 2014. Happy New Year from GCN.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also, print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Hi, this is Ted Phillips, listening to the Paracast, and it's as good as it gets, believe me.
Don Ecker of the Dark Matters Radio Show joins us in the Paracast with Gene and Chris. We're doing kind of a year ender here. The thing that bothered me almost from the first is that Lee Harvey Oswald allegedly buys this crummy rifle. And you think if the guy really wants to do JFK in, and maybe he's a passable shooter, okay? Wouldn't he get a decent gun? Why get a piece of junk?
Well, yeah. I mean, that is first and foremost. Lee Harvey Oswald barely qualified when he was in the Marine Corps as a rifleman. Barely. They have three levels of competency, and he was at the very bottom of the rung. And as a matter of fact, over the years, I've known people that have known people that were quite famous in conspiracy circles, like Kerry Thornley, people that looked into Lee Harvey Oswald, that had followed up on a lot of this. You know, at one point, the JFK conspiracy was a almost all-consuming conspiracy that, like so many other conspiracies that I've witnessed over the years, like the tentacles of an octopus that could take you to some very weird places. Danny Casolaro is a name that pops into mind with, talk of conspiracies. But Lee Harvey Oswald, there were so many things to suggest that he, in fact, was the patsy that he had claimed himself to be just before he was murdered in that garage as the police were taking him out of there. I could not testify in a court of law to this, but I am convinced that he was the red herring that there was a conspiracy. God only knows where the conspiracy emanated from. There were elements of the American mob, the mafia involved in this. There were a lot of Cubans that had been paramilitary soldiers for the CIA after the abortive Bay of Pigs fiasco in Cuba. There were a lot of different factions that were that hated and loathed President Kennedy. So, you know, is it conceivable that a number of these diverse factions came together to get rid of him? I mean, there was a very famous quote that came from, I believe it was mobster Sam G. Giancana, or, God, I can't think of his name now.
Giancana.
Giancana. That said that were incensed at Bobby Kennedy, who was the attorney general at the time. And the mob had felt betrayed by the Kennedy brothers because they basically assured the election of JFK by taking over the Chicago machine, okay, that got JFK elected. I mean, people today forget.
Yeah, how close that election was, and it was turned in Chicago.
Exactly, yes. So as soon as Bobby Kennedy became the attorney general, he began going after the mob hammer and tongue. Chris, do you recall those famous Senate hearings with the Teamster, Jimmy Hoffa, and Kennedy in there grilling him about the mob ties? These guys were really upset and ticked off. And Sam Giancana said, when somebody suggested that they go after Bobby and take him out, he said, no. He said, you don't kill a dog by chopping the tail off. If you want to kill a dog, you cut the head off. Well, who was the head? It was President JFK. So is it conceivable that the mob and the CIA and the Cubans were all involved in this together? I think there's no doubt, at least in my mind. And there were at least two shooters, as far as I'm concerned, and possibly three shooters.
Gordon Novel in the sewer drain. That's my favorite.
Yeah, with a .45 pistol. Yeah, I remember that.
Let me throw a theory out here that has part of a book written by a right-wing Republican operative by the name of Roger Stone. You think he'd be concentrating on Republicans, current Democrats. Why would he do this? He has a book out called The Man Who Killed Kennedy, The Case Against LBJ. So obviously we know what his theory is. And I've heard him, and I may not always think that I agree with his politics, but he seems to have a lot of facts out there to support what he says. Of course, the basic theory is, when you look at someone dying, someone being assassinated, who gains from that person's death?
Exactly. Who benefits?
So wouldn't LBJ be one of those who benefited?
Well, obviously he did benefit. And there's also the testimony of LBJ's mistress, okay, after he left the White House years later. She came forward. I don't remember now the lady's name, but she said that in pillow talk with LBJ, that he basically stated that he was responsible for JFK's assassination. Now,
the thing is, before you go on, now we understand a lot of politicians have had mistresses or just have a roll in the hay with somebody. But why would the former president of the United States admit to his girlfriend that he was responsible? That seems rather screwy.
Well, I didn't say that I accept this at face value.
Sure.
But that was the allegation.
Right. I'm just looking at the logic behind it or lack thereof.
Well, yeah, but let's cut to the chase, gentlemen. What was one of the first things, I think within a day or two, that Johnson did upon taking office? He signed a huge contract or had facilitated, I think it was Bell Helicopters or it was some huge military industrial complex corporation contract that went through almost like rubber stamp. You know, I'm not an expert in this particular JFK realm, but I do remember being struck by some of the early things that Johnson did that first week in office that then went on to, you know, totally creating this whole morass in Vietnam or entrenching us into Vietnam by, you know, supplying the kinds of money to the armament companies that would necessitate having to somehow spend that money by expending ordnance, basically.
Well, we know that the Gulf of Tonkin episode was a fake. It kind of brings us back to the weapons of mass destruction that got us involved in the Iraqi war. You create a fantasy event, and maybe that's the example of Dick Cheney and W used. You create a phantom event or a phantom piece of evidence, and you send out the military and you enrich the military contractors.
Well, there's just one thing wrong with that, Gene.
I'm happy to know that.
There's one thing wrong with that. Intelligence services from all over Europe, not just Bush and the CIA, but others worldwide were all claiming that there were weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. Now, we know beyond any doubt, because Saddam used them, that they had chemical weapons. Saddam murdered over 5,000 Kurdish civilians.
But, Dom, where did he get the chemical weapons to begin with and the technology?
Us.
I rest whatever case needs to be rested.
We're not going to rest this case very long, otherwise maybe we'll be arrested.
But
that doesn't sound right. We got Don Ecker of the Dark Matters radio show, the one and the original, except no substitutes. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Bringing you the best in alternative talk radio for over 10 years. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It just stopped responding. It took hours before it returned, but I had already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Check it out. iWeb.com. That's iWeb.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware, and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com. Or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.
Hi, my name is Richard Dolan. You're listening to the Paracast.
With Gene and Chris in the Paracast, we have Don Ecker of the Dark Matters radio show exploring options, choices, things like that for the JFK assassination, whether LBJ was responsible or not, as indicated in Roger Stone's book. I'd like to get him on the show. I think, you know, it's not really something that we'd normally do on the Paracast. But, you know, the interest in this case, it just never stops. Do you think at all, Don Ecker, that there was any UFO connection?
Well, before I handle that, let me finish my thought from the last segment. One of the things, okay, about the question of weapons of mass destruction that no one at the time looked at were reports coming in from UMINT on the ground, human intelligence on the ground, that Saddam's forces were shipping their chemical weapons into Syria, okay? In other words, he worked a deal out with Bashar that they would hold the chemical weapons from Iraq and Syria so nothing would be found. Now, I find that very interesting because what happened just several months ago, chemical weapons, in fact, were used over there in Syria on civilians. Now, the fact of the matter is nobody knows actually who the hell used them, whether they were Syrian government forces or the rebels that got their hands on some. But the fact remains they were used. Now, the question is, were they from an Iraqi source or not? Because human intelligence stated that Saddam shipped them to Syria. So that may be another reason why we never found any in Iraq. But we sure as hell found a lot of other stuff and left it sitting out there in the streets in the damn desert, and later they were used against American troops. So that was a screwed up thing from the top down. But that's just for another story. But if you're asking me, Don Ecker, do I believe that Saddam had weapons of mass destruction? Absolutely he did. Okay, I'm off my soapbox now.
What about UFO connection with JFK?
Or like uncovering a Stargate from some ancient Sumerian site in Ur, and all these sci-fi stories that were coming out early on talking about the U.S. was going in to recover, this site where a Stargate was. You remember all those stories, Don?
Oh, sure. You always have in areas where strife and conflict are going on, and you guys know this. You have an inordinate amount of sightings and reports about mysterious aerial anomalies, seemingly to keep an eye on what is happening on the ground. Now, to get to the Stargate business, I think that was simply a fact of someone's way overactive imagination. And how would we know anyway, one way or another, whether they found anything? But I will tell you this, and I was just mentioning this the other day to someone else I was talking to. Do you guys recall back in the 90s that there were stories coming out of Israel that claimed that some archaeologists were working somewhere within the physical boundaries of Israel on an ancient site And this was the story that I remember coming out. Then, like so many of these stories, everything went dark. Everything just shut up. That they had supposedly, this was the story, had found buried in this archaeological site a vault that when it was opened up had a bunch of, the way it was described, weapons and other technological devices that should have, because of the time period, never been there. And I remember that story vividly. And then, of course, everything went quiet about it. Now,
wait a minute. The Israelis discovered this?
Yeah, an Israeli archaeologist.
Give me another time frame. What are we talking about here? This is like 2002, 2003?
No, about 92, 91.
Back during Desert Storm, the original.
Right. That time period, absolutely.
I never heard that. Wow, I need to dig into that. Thank you for that, Don. That's news to me.
Yeah. And that was the only time I ever saw anything about that particular case. But I, of course, was interested, and for quite a while I kept my ears and eyes open, but nothing else ever came out of there about that. And if they did find something, of course, I'm sure the government would have jumped right in there, and that would have been the end of that.
Well, do you remember the source of that? Was that Barry Chalmers? Because that's about when he was really getting started.
You know, if you have any way to contact him, that might be the guy you want to ask.
Yeah, Barry Chalmers. I remember. I haven't heard for a couple, 3 years. I haven't really heard anything about what he's been up to, but I remember back in the early 90s, all through the 90s, actually, Barry Chalmers was coming up with some amazing reports out of Israel and out of the Middle East, basically, including some of the weird giant reports, and it was a whole bunch of stuff that he was involved with. I'll do some digging on that, and I'm sure some of our listeners out there in the who post at Paracast, the forum.paracast.com will help us out with this.
Yeah, that was a story that I always wanted to explore further if it were possible, but unfortunately, I had no way to go forward with it.
By the way, listeners, we have some questions from you that were posted at forum.theparacast.com, and I think we've answered some of them, but Chris is now going to bring out some of the others, going to break out the questions, going to break them in half, check them twice, and see which questions are naughty or nice.
Well, there was one naughty one in there today I saw. But
well, I'll tell you what, why don't we have Chris ask them?
Well, I'm looking here. I'm not quite sure I see a naughty one, Don, but I do see a couple of very good ones that I think kind of address or speak to your general views about, you know, where we're at here at the end of 2013. You know, we're quite a number of years down the pike here. And historically, according to Burnt State, one of our posters at forum.theparacast.com, Don, historically, we've made little progress regarding our understanding of the UFO phenomenon. Can you trace your own views about the origins of the UFO and what shifts in belief you have had over the years and why? That's a big one.
Yeah, that is. Well, I'll tell you, when I first became actively involved in research back in 87, 88, I was firmly convinced that we were dealing strictly with nuts and bolts craft, physical nuts and bolts craft that were coming here. If any of them were coming here from other star systems. And I really gave short shrift to, well, at the time, I looked at it as flights of fancy with anything else. And you know, the things that really turned me off then were these more spiritually inclined accounts and reports. But I realized a few years ago, actually, that I probably were selling myself short, because over the years I've encountered a tremendous amount of stories and information and people that I've met over the years. And, you know, you can't discard everybody's testimony if, in fact, it doesn't hold strictly to your own views. I mean, that started to tell me something. Maybe I was looking at a lot of this in the wrong way. And I became more friendly toward possible explanations with a lot of these as being somewhat more etheric, if you will, not just the nuts and bolts. Now, that's not to say that I don't think that a number of these cases, in fact, demonstrate nuts and bolts. But I'm also open to the more paranormal aspects. For example, Ingo Swann, who was regarded as one of the top psychics in the world. As a matter of fact, he was the guy that put together the protocols for the military and the CIA's remote viewing program.
We have another program, this one. We have to do a break. Don Ecker joins us with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNLive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com. Hi. This is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Who says things can't go down before they go up? The freeze-dry guy, that's who. The freeze-dry guy has just learned of a 2014 manufacturer's price increase on Mountain House freeze-dried foods. So what is he doing about Mountain House food prices going up? The freeze-dry guy is bringing down prices, 20% down for the rest of 2013. Delicious freeze-dried foods like beef stroganoff, green beans, and lasagna with meat sauce are 20% off through December 31st. Freeze-dried peas, diced chicken, and more are 20% off now through December 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com, or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Hurry before Mountain House's 2014 prices. Load up now on tasty freeze-dried foods with a guaranteed shelf life of 25 years or more. Who says ending your year on a down note isn't a good thing? Get Mountain House food down 20% only at freezedryguy.com.